Well, Bob, this has got to be a real special day for you. You know, I remember Northbrook a few years ago. That was your first store, and it probably went so well you decided to come back to Chicago again.
Well, I did, and the reason is because Chicago is a golf market, and it's one of the largest in the country, if not the largest. For us, I was just thinking today, we'd probably be good with 6 locations in the Chicago area. For now, it's Oakbrook. We opened yesterday, Fairfax, Virginia. After that is Orlando, then Houston, and then New Rochelle, and then Denver. And so we're working it, but we love Chicago.
Store number 2 in the Chicago area, but it sounds like you're ready to keep moving from Chicago and end up in a few more big cities real soon.
Well, we're working it. We are today. We're celebrating the grand opening of our Oakbrook store. We opened a few months ago. Next month, we have a grand opening in Troy, Michigan. We call that the Detroit store. And then we just opened one in Fairfax Monday. So then it's Orlando, then it's Denver, then it's Houston, then it's New Rochelle, and on and on and on. I look forward to us having a few hundred of these one day. And all we got to do is we got to keep on making excellent golf equipment, apparel that people will rock, whether they play golf or they don't. We're the only golf company that makes a full line of women's apparel. And, you know, how many golf companies you know make cashmere or anything? Just us. So our job is to keep on reinforcing the lifestyle brand that we've become, and you know what, have a good time along the way.
Well, Bob, you told me a couple of years ago in Northbrook just how you pulled your people together to make the best clubs out there, and I got to believe since then they have just kept elevating your line. And from being the owner of a golf equipment company, just tell us what your view is on the market of golf, because obviously since the pandemic started, it's exploded and club sales have exploded.
Well, yep, everything has exploded. The one thing, club sales are, you know, they're interesting because many of our competitors were located in California. They all shut down, and they all market through Big Box, which was also shut down, and all canceled their orders. And so what we did during that time, since we market direct in Arizona State Open, God bless the Red States, Rory. We doubled down on our orders because we stayed in business. When I had GoDaddy, the dot-com crash made that company. And it's going to be interesting because COVID very much took PXG over the top. So off we go.
Well, I know, Bob, a lot of companies just had trouble. Supply chain issues, their products are sitting out on boats in the ocean and stuff, but PXG doesn't have that problem. You get your product out to golfers pretty quickly, don't you?
Oh, we do. We're 5 to 7 days at the most, and our customers love that. Some of our competitors are quoting 3 months, but not us. And then, you know, for boats that are, you know, products that are sitting out on boats, you know what? We fly them here. And you can only make a plane circle for so long, Rory. You know that?
Well, Bob, you never want to run out of gas. And your products don't run out of gas. They keep getting better. Tell us what you've come out with during the pandemic. You haven't stopped. You've been making better clubs in the last couple of years while some people have been shut down.
Well, that's right. And so what we've done is in 2020, we released our Gen 4s. And now it's 2022, and we're releasing our Gen 5s. And our Gen 4s are excellent. I mean, people think, I don't know how you'll ever make these better. Well, I'm going to tell you what, our Gen 5s, we absolutely killed it with these sticks. I mean, these things are, boy, they're special. They look unlike any other club. They're beautiful. I mean, sexy. I mean, and they're better in every way. Our driver is now off the hook. I mean, it is, brother, this is the driver. And I mean, and it resonates through all the clubs, you know, the fireways, the hybrids, our Sugar Daddy 2 wedges. I mean, you know, we got a deal where, I mean, we're working on a commercial where, I see this lady in the commercial and I say, what's the matter, man? She goes, I can't chip. And I go, you need a sugar daddy. And she goes, sounds good to me. I said, I'm talking about a Mel Wedge, ma'am.
Oh, wow. way. Well, Bob, let me guess. With these new hot drivers you got, even you're probably even hitting it further than you did 20 years ago, right?
I'm 71 now. I will tell you, I did move up a set of tees. With the tees in mind, I am hitting it further. I have less distance to get to the pin on my second shot. Yeah.
Well, Bob, give us a little insight on how you guys just keep getting better. I know that everybody keeps seeing these different ads out there and saying, well, we got more distance, so we're going to help you hit it straighter. And we move the weight around, and you're better than ever before. What'd your guys do?
Well, we moved the weight around. I mean, my God, put me to sleep. Our ads, for example, our Gen 5 ads starts out and goes, are you tired of those golf bums you gamble with always finding their way into your wallet? Because lucky for you, our Gen 5 clubs have arrived. And there you go. I mean, I'll play the ad after we finish her.
And you're on the ad. Unlike a lot of CEOs from companies, they're in the background somewhere, but you're right out in front of your product.
Yeah, I am. I help write the ads, and I do the voiceover for all of them. People like this angelic, gravelly, sounds like I've been gargling glass, Marine Corps voice.
Bob, what's next for PXG? Because I know, you listen to golf people in the golf world, and they're saying, we're not standing still. We got something new this year, but wait till you see what we're going to have next year. Can you give us a little bit what's in the crystal ball, and what's next from PXG?
You know what? What we have that we're introducing with Gen 5, good luck to them catching that. All right? And, we're working already on Gen 6. And who knows? We don't have a schedule where we release products according to that, which is why if you track back to every time we release a new gen, that's, it could be October, could be April, could be the summer. I mean, we release it when first it beats everything that we've done noticeably. Second, we don't know of another way to make it better. That's when it's done. We don't ever release a product just because we want to have something new to sell our customers. We wouldn't do that to them. And then what we found is our customers believing in us the way that they do, right? Our Gen 4s are still selling like a house of fire. And people said to me, well, Bob, why would you release Gen 5s? Because they're done, right? And we want to have our best foot forward, and our customers deserve the best. Yeah. So that's what we do.
Well, Bob, I'm sure you've heard from your customers. There's, golfers don't like to go out and buy a nice new set of PXG clubs, and then you have them tell them 6 months later, hey, guess what? Get rid of those because we got something better for you. And they're going to say, Bob, I just bought your clubs, and you got better ones already. I would have just waited for these to come out. But tell us a little bit about, as you just said, waiting until you've got, a much better improvement in what's next down somebody's throat.
Well, here's the deal. Right now, we just started to sell our Gen 5s. We haven't announced them yet, but we're selling them to our customers because, now that we know that we got them, they need to know that they're coming out. Now, if people just bought our Gen 4s, we do a special deal for them to move into the Gen 5s. Now, keep in mind, Gen 4s, price hadn't dropped. They stay the same. But Gen 5s come in at a higher price. So the one thing, and the very fact that Gen 4 is selling the way it is, pretty good sticks. And the Gen 5s are a notch above that. And, golfers say, well, you got better sticks now. We have to say, well, we're going to make you a special deal. And plus, and if you don't want to do that, your arms still work.
Well, Bob, do you like to release the whole line at once? I mean, some companies, we see a new driver, and then finally we see irons, and then the next year maybe we see wedges. Or do you try to pull it all together at once, or do you bring them out in pieces?
Well, that's ideal, and it worked out this way where everything came together. It was like a wedding. You don't think it's ever going to happen. It comes together at the last moment. That's the way all this did. With our Gen 3, we didn't do that. We released the driver early, then we released the irons later and so forth. And, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. But the things that I always tell my staff, and they wholeheartedly agree with, is that, we're not just going to do the same thing again, same technology, different color, right? And same thing, because customers don't deserve that. We are a research and development company, which is more than anything an innovation company. And that's why our brand resonates so much. Plus our tie-in with the military and law enforcement and
Made
you know,
in America.
And firefighters and you know, EMTs for all first responders. You know, like I've been pretty hard on the police during the past year or two. Well, we never left their side. I've been with them the whole time. Well, you know, the solution is not to, you know, and I know I'm stepping a little bit into politics. The solution is not to defund them. Solution is to make them better because they want to be better and they're good. And 99.9% of them are guys that, you know what, we're proud to have on the job.
Bob Parsons, PXG Golf. Bob, thank you very much. So glad to see you guys open a second store here in Chicago.
All right, brother.
Bob, one of the great moments for one of your staffers, Zach Johnson, just recently named a Ryder Cup captain. What did that mean for you and everybody at PXG to see him get that honor?
Well, you know, we're very happy for Zach, and Zach is a good strategic thinker. He will be one excellent captain, and we are so proud of him. And you can be sure we'll be watching the Ryder Cup every step of the way and rooting for Zach's guys. And he's going to bring it home again.
You're going to bring it home from Italy.
Yeah, he is.
He's got a tough act to follow. His buddy Strick did a heck of a job in Wisconsin.
Well, we're in Italy now. We're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.